back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, the Fall Classic is upon us.
Oh, the people won't stop talking about it.
Oh, everywhere you turn, it's World Series this, World Series that. Who do you like? Who don't you like? It is Yankees-Dodgers. So Major League Baseball couldn't ask for a better matchup. It's Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, Juan Soto, and the Yankees versus Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers. Game one tonight, 8:08. It is Cole versus Flaherty. Who do you got in the series?
I have the Dodgers. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. Same. I also think they're going to win. And I'll tell you what, I mean, this is part of the reason why maybe Alex Cora was comfortable signing his extension in Boston. Like, remember, weeks, months ago, he could get the Phillies job, he could get the Dodgers job, he could get the Yankees job. Well, now they're in the World Series. Everybody's going to keep their job.
Yeah.
And Alex Cora got paid here. So I don't know how many options he would have had. But that's a long way of saying I don't think Dave Roberts is getting fired because I think the Dodgers are winning. And it's so baseball to have October going on, playoff baseball day in, day out, and then take a week off. And now you got to restart the World Series. And you do it on a Friday night of all nights on an NFL weekend. Not a good move.
No, not great. Although it is amazing that, you know, how often do you get the matchup at the beginning of the year that you would want, or like the two best players? Because for so many years,
it's a
Mike
perfect
Trout
outcome
doesn't even
for baseball.
Play in the playoffs, for God's sakes. Yeah. But you have Ohtani and Judge. That alone is amazing. Let alone the markets and the teams and the franchises.
Markets and players, you couldn't script it any better. That's true. But maybe you could have scripted it better by starting it on like Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Wednesday, yeah.
Friday Night Lights. I don't know.
Grab bag.
College football schedule, Jones, tomorrow. Number 12 Notre Dame versus number 24 Navy. Number 1 Oregon at home against number 20 Illinois. Number 15 Alabama, already with two losses, home to number 21 Missouri. Number 5 Texas is at ranked Vanderbilt, who's 25th. LSU is 8th, and they are at number 14, Texas A&M. Any of these games jumping out at you?
I think that last one is the best game. Like, you know, you have a bunch of top 25 games. I'll be interested in Notre Dame and Navy. I want to see how real Navy is. Vandy being ranked at home is interesting, but I think the best game is LSU and A&M.
Also, you get BC tonight versus Louisville.
Yeah,
I believe the Parlay Princess, Courtney Cox, is going to be at that game.
Oh, she's going to be at it. I thought you were going to say she was wagering on it, which
can't do it. You got to go down to Rhode Island for that.
You know somebody. But yeah, or you could go down to Rhode Island. That's true.
Yeah, you could.
But yeah, no, she'll be there. She's all ready to go to the BC game, yeah?
I didn't kill my wife. I know.
Grab bag.
All right, Venom, The Last Dance, has snuck up on everybody and is in theaters. This is the Tom Hardy Venom movie, the end of that trilogy, and Davey and I will probably have to see this and do a dork podcast on it, but out of nowhere, during spooky season, here comes Venom, The Last Dance, which I feel like they just ripped from the Chicago Bulls documentary. You can't name
Last Dance. I'm confused by the title there.
It's not very good.
Yeah, Last Waltz taken, Last Dance taken, they just doubled down, yeah.
Text does not love old. Text line doesn't love
old.
Old
is terrible, by the way.
All right.
Okay. It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
By the way, a reminder that Joe Castiglione, excellent in the Red Sox Netflix documentary.
He is. All seen all of them, right?
I finished it last night.
I still have not seen the third episode, but Castig has been great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's been a good watch.
I love it.
Real nice watch.
All right, I'm going more modern, much more modern. This is a player. This should be an easy one. Should be very easy. It's a Dodger. I wanted to go Dodger.
Don't put pressure on us.
No, it is. It's an L.A. Dodger because they're in the World Series tonight, the Fall Classic against the Yankees.
Sure.
He's an outfielder for the Dodgers who played from 2006 to 2020.
Oh.
First 10 years with the Dodgers. Then he played on a number of teams, including San Diego, Atlanta, Colorado, Cincinnati. But you for sure most know him as an L.A. Dodger.
Jock Peterson.
No, good one, though.
Okay.
Good one. He is a 3-time All-Star.
Oh.
A 2-time Gold Glove winner.
Andre Ethier.
No. A 2-time Silver Slugger. He has 2 top 10 MVP finishes, including in 2011 where he finished 2nd. He drove in a league-high 39 dongs. Oh, no. He hit 39. Like, to have that back?
That was,
he drove in a league
high. Movie yesterday playing a student.
That guy, stop doing that. 126 RBI led the league.
Wow.
39 tater tots. Second in the MVP.
Let's Matt see. Kemp?
Correct.
Wow!
Finally got one. The more recent,
there
I finally
go,
got
Nick.
It.
Yeah, he lost to Ryan Braun, barely. Close
was he
race.
Was he dating Rihanna at one point?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, he was.
I like that.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was on the Reds. I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
No, he had like a weird second half of his career.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up. This is my
grab bag.
Yeah, people. Oh, yeah. A lot of people got it on the text line.
Did they? Oh, yeah. Twitch chat got it.
Yeah.
Our good pal DJ has texted that old is a quote unquote banger of a movie.
Okay. So we'll put one, two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike on Wenu and DJ
know.
Like.
I don't know if you love
old.
I don't know if you got to be. You have a specific DJ taste to like it, apparently. But he
and I have not seen eye to eye in every movie. I will say that.
It's a banger of a movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, people are texting me, Matt Kemp was too easy. All right. It was an L.A. Dodger. We had
me and Billy, me and Billy couldn't get it.
Right.
I wasn't going to get that.
My sweeter spot is in the 90s, even though I probably, you know, watched these guys way more recently. And in the but whatever.
Okay.
Matt Kemp. There you go. That's the grab bag.
Been a good week for the grab bag.
Been a real
random,
nice grab
random
bag.
Baseball
week.
Players, multiple Patriots players.
Two Patriots in the bag.
Sponsors out there for the grab bag, I would just let you know. If you're interested in sponsoring the grab bag,
did you see what DJ?
There's a good chance you're going to get some Patriots in there.
Did DJ Beat tweeted?
No, I saw his
Mike on Wenu just called into Jones and Keefe and said they should check out old Patriots season back on.
I also like, and not to, you know, skip past this too, I also like that he said, I don't think anybody got in too much trouble.
Yeah, London. Seriously.
Too much.
I heard that too. I was like, oh boy.
Just when
you guys want to close the loop on some of these things.
Just when you thought he was like, no one got disciplined. Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody.
Trouble.
Too much trouble. Well, we got Mayo. No one's going to get disciplined, but everybody kind of got in trouble.
It's a good, you know what, yeah, Keith?
That's the line.
Flaw in my question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. He's not going to discipline anybody. Of course he doesn't discipline anybody. All right, good point by you.
Yep.
All right, that's the grab bag.